This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, I want to talk about setting boundaries. You guys, I had an incident over the weekend at work. I was doing my medication pass. I got to a room and the lady needed to get on a bedpan. And I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll throw you on the bedpan. And she's like, oh, well, I don't have this and I need this and I need that. And the lady, she's very particular. She's a really time consuming patient. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to call the tech and I'm going to have her get everything you need and put you on the bedpan. And I'm going to let her do that first. I'll come back with your medicine. I got some other people to do, but I'll be back as soon as she's done. I call the tech and I'm like, hey, can you put so-and-so on the bedpan? The first thing that comes out of her mouth is, why can't you do it? With an attitude, you guys. I'm like, I'm in the middle of my medication pass and I'm letting her know the things that the lady need to so she can already come to the room with it and she doesn't have to leave and go back out. She gets so upset and is like, this is everybody, is everyone's patience and da-da-da-da. I never understood when I'd be on TikTok and people are always like, I'm on the tech side, not the nurse side. I'm on the tech side. A lot of nurses be really, really burnt out and tired because we deal with more than the techs do. The techs has more physical work, but we're really the ones dealing with the family members. We're dealing with the patients. We're dealing with the pharmacy. We're dealing with the medication. We're dealing with everything. When you're a nurse, you're like a secretary, a nurse, sometimes maintenance. You're like everything in one. And it can get very difficult. And it's like, hey, I'm reaching out to you clearly because I need help, you know? Any other time when a patient needs something, if I'm in the room and I'm not in a rush, I don't have somebody else like waiting, because y'all got to understand, like, other people will be waiting and they want their pain medication. You can get in trouble about pain medication. If a patient needs pain medication and they're saying they're in pain, you have to assess them and you have to treat them for their pain immediately. Okay. If you work in the healthcare field, you know it's airway, breathing, circulation, then pain. Okay. And you have to prioritize everyone. And, you know, the last time I had seen her, she was sitting down at her computer. So I didn't understand why she was giving me so much hate to begin with. But, of course, I see her passing and I'm like, hey, you always got an attitude with me. Don't have an attitude with me. You know, you know, I'm busy right now and I need your help. And she just keeps saying the same thing. These are everybody's patients. I'm like, but I'm in the middle of doing something. You guys, I've had so many problems with this tech in the past. And to the point where I even went to the nursing manager and things cooled off for a while. And I was really happy about that because, to be honest, I'm not one of those nurses that feel like I gotta throw my weight around and I gotta show y'all I'm the boss. Like, no, like, we're all grown in here. We know what we came to do. I'm not a micromanager. Like, I try to respect everyone. I'm gonna be like, hey, like, when you have time, can you do this and that? Like, I'm not gonna call you like, you need to do this, you need to do that, or like, be on your heels. I'm not like that. The first incident I had with her, she was using the glucose monitor and she was having troubles with it. She's like, this doesn't work. And I took it out of her hand and I was like, you know, showing her, trying to show her what they do to make it work. And she says, don't snatch nothing out of my hand. And I was just like, I started laughing because I thought she was joking. And I started laughing like, girl, I didn't snatch that. And I'm thinking she's joking with me, y'all. This lady is like really going off on me in the middle of the patient's doorway. And she said some really nasty things that I won't repeat to another coworker because what she said was so stupid to me. But this is the same tech that goes around to every nurse gossiping. You guys, I really had to let her have it. I really did have to let her have it and really let her know, like, hey, never are you ever going to tell me what to do. If you feel like you're overwhelmed in your work, you can ask me for help, but you're never going to tell me what to do. If I'm saying that I'm in the middle of something, I'm busy, this patient is requiring more care and attention than I'm able to provide them at this moment, that's what you're here for as the nursing assistant. And I don't know what's going to come from the situation. We both wrote statements and had it sent to the chief of nursing. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys updated. But it made me think, like, when the first incident happened, I should have addressed her in that very moment. Like, when the first incident ever happened, I should have set that boundary with her and let her know, like, hey, I'm not a disrespectful person. I don't tolerate disrespect. That's not how you're going to address me. I'm not going to address you in any, you know, type of manner either. And I really regret not setting that boundary. But honestly, when it happened, the very first incident happened with the glucose monitor, I was really taken so off guard. And it felt so like, what's going on? And I told you at the beginning, I thought she was joking with me. So I was laughing like, girl, you know, and yeah, I should have set that boundary in the very beginning. And I feel like when it comes down to having relationships with people, you have to make your boundaries very clear in the beginning, because once you allow someone to get away with something, they will continue doing the same thing. And then you'll be like me in a situation where you have to, you know, I didn't go off on her too bad, you guys. I try my hardest not to cuss, and then I'm very soft spoken, so my voice is so soft even when I'm yelling. Like, I have a really soft voice. My voice don't really project like that. So, but it's like I had to be more like aggressive, and I really didn't like that it had to come to that. And I think about a lot of relationships that I've had to end. People that I actually really liked and I enjoyed being around. But to be honest, you cannot be nice to everybody. You can't. You can't be nice to everybody. You can't do things just to like, oh, it's no problem. Like, this isn't taking me out of my way. Sometimes even if something isn't taking you out of your way and it's not that big of a deal or that big of a problem, you still have to say no. You really do. Because how you start things is really how you finish it. And if someone's not able to get something out of you or make you do something or they're not able to cross certain boundaries with you, they just simply won't, you know? They just simply won't. And it makes me think about like friendships that I've had where I am like that friend that is like extremely, extremely good to my friends. And like I said before, it's not a flex to be like extremely good to your friends and your friends are not even reciprocating that same energy. It's not a flex. It's not. It is only a flex when you feel like you're getting that in return. Who wants to be pouring into something that can't pour back into them? You're going to be left on empty. So I am one of those type of people, and I had to learn to stop doing that. I'm the friend that people know is financially responsible, so they always come to me when they need to borrow money. They'll come to me when they need this or need that, or, you know, and when I finally did stop saying no, they always took it as I'm being mean or I'm being rude. And it was just like, no, like I'm setting boundaries, you know? And I think it's easier when you set those boundaries in the beginning, you know, especially because I find that a lot of the things that I do for people, they will not do the same for me. When I need help with this or that, they would be, no, no, I can't, I'm busy. They'll use their man as an excuse for why they can't do something for me. But then they need me to do this and do that, and I find myself doing it. And it's unfair to me. And I really had to realize that I can't please everybody. I can't please everybody. I don't want to spend my life being a people pleaser. I feel like it's exhausting. I want to prioritize my own wants and needs. I have limitations on the things that I do for myself, you know? I've developed a lot of discipline and self-control. So that is going to get applied to everybody else. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm my number one priority. I come first. And it's the same thing with dating to me. You know, I feel like so many guys are very used to women who will abandon everything to be with them. Whatever morals, whatever values, integrity, everything is out the window because they want to be with this man. So they're going to go along with whatever type of lifestyle he wants to live or whoever he is as a person. And I'm at this point in my life where I want to compromise. I don't want to seem rigid, but at the same time, it's like, no, I have boundaries. I have limitations, you know? I have standards. And what really helped me really be able to like set boundaries with other people was really working on my relationship with myself. You know, I am so happy with who I am. And I feel like I've worked so hard to become the person that I am. I'm more protective over myself. I'm more protective. I'm more selective about the situations that I put myself in, you know. I was talking to my therapist the other day, and she was telling me like how, as far as like overcoming like childhood trauma and things that might trigger you to act a certain way or be a certain way that you're like carrying with you from your childhood. And she told me like, hey, like sometimes you have to be your mom and your dad, okay? Be your own mama. Be your own parent. And, you know, that's how I look at myself, you know? Like I'm my own parent. And mama said no. Mama said I can't drive you to Timbuktu. Okay? Because I got to get up for work in the morning and that's too late to be out. Okay? So, yeah, you guys. I hope this didn't sound like just some random ass rant. I really hope that it didn't. But, let's Okay, so the takeaway from this that I want you guys to take away from it is prioritize yourself. Start setting boundaries when you first meet someone. When someone does something that you do not like, address it immediately. And if in that moment, maybe you wasn't able to address it, don't sit and let it marinate. Like, maybe you thought about it later that day, the next day, address it, you know? Address it the very next day, like, hey, yesterday when you did this, you know, it really caught me off guard, but I didn't appreciate that. Like, don't let things just sit and marinate, because then it's gonna turn into like this huge thing, like it did with me in this tech. It turned into like this huge thing, but really it was like such a build up, you know? And I say, cut people off that are constantly needy. I'm not a needy person. I'm such a like hyper independent person, and it's really like from like my childhood trauma. Like, I'm so independent. I'm not a needy person, so I don't like when someone is around me and they constantly want things from me and need things from me. Cut those people off. They'll find someone else to need. And leave environments where you feel like you have to step outside of your character. Don't be in environments where you feel like you have to be defensive. And I know sometimes we have to tough certain situations out, but if it's a situation that you do not have to tough out, please don't. Don't. I don't want to be anywhere where I feel like I gotta argue and fight, or no, that's not how I live my life. I live a peaceful life, and I'm not gonna be in a chaotic environment. I'm just not gonna do that to myself. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you guys next time.